Residents of Vineland, New Jersey, are demanding answers from authorities after police fatally shot an unarmed black man over the weekend. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports investigators have released little information about the deadly standoff with police, but witnesses filmed the incident with their cell phones and are calling the shooting a senseless tragedy.
Police in Vineland got a call Saturday afternoon of a man sitting on a porch acting suspiciously. Before long, 37-year-old Rashawn Washington was surrounded by officers as he paced back and forth. Jose Pagan lives next door, and he took me to where Washington had a showdown with police. Pagan filmed some of it. He says Washington was shirtless and holding a water bottle. He says he didn't have a gun.
Pacing right here. He's pacing right in this driveway in front of everybody. This is all people watching. Cameras. People got cell phones.
Look at him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Another witness, who goes only by Riri on Facebook, posted a video of the incident.
Oh, they don't shoot him.
Then Washington starts running. But from the video, it's hard to tell whether he was running towards police or trying to flee the scene.
He getting closer. Oh, my God! They just killed him.
Pagan says he heard the police scream,
bam, 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 three times, and shot him, bam, 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 three times, shot him in the chest.
Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McRae says the officer who shot Washington has been placed on paid administrative leave.
I don't have any additional information to release at this time.
A small memorial of balloons and candles has been set up at a tree near where Washington died. He was the father of two. Supporters hung letters that spell out Pac-Man at the site. That was his nickname. Albert Alvarado drove up to the memorial. He's a Vineland resident. He shook his head in disbelief.
They need to come up with some answers.
Alvarado said he watched the videos of the shooting and he doesn't think deadly force was justified. He says the officer should be held accountable.
Why didn't they just tase him? Or they could at least pepper spray him, you know? Or even the dog. The dog was that close to him.
The shooting of Washington is the latest in what has been an especially violent year in New Jersey for police shootings. In the past year, officers opened fire at more than 20 people. 14 of them died. Under state guidelines, police can shoot if they feel like they are protecting themselves or the public. Alvarado doesn't think that was the case here.
You don't kill somebody that doesn't have a weapon. I could see if he was charging them with a knife or if he had a gun going into his waist, but he didn't do none of that.
Pagan, meanwhile, says when he heard police yell bomb before they shot, he thought, no way this guy has a bomb. He's holding an empty water bottle.
If there was a bomb involved, you don't think this whole block would have been evacuated? So I'm thinking it was to cover their behind.
Police wouldn't comment on whether the officer did shout this, and it's hard to tell by watching the chaotic videos. Pagan says he's still upset about the whole thing.
You shooting from right there to where I'm standing there? Like he's not human, like he wasn't human.
In a statement, a lawyer for Washington's family said, quote, bad cops who aren't held accountable, solely the reputation of the good officers who protect and serve. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.